Our Captain-Neohaler, like other sympathomimetic amines, should be used with caution in patients with convulsive disorders or thyrotoxicosis, and in patients who are unusually responsive to sympathomimetic amines. Concomitant treatment with xanthine derivatives, steroids, or diuretics may potentiate any hypokalemic effect of our Captain-Neohaler. The ECG changes or hypokalemia that may result from the administration of non-potassium-sparing diuretics, such as loop or thiazide diuretics, can be acutely worsened by beta agonists, especially when the recommended dose of the beta agonist is exceeded. Caution is advised in the co-administration of our Captain-Neohaler with non-potassium-sparing diuretics. Indacaterol, as with other beta-2 agonists, should be administered with extreme caution to patients being treated with monoamine oxidase inhibitors, tricyclic antidepressants, or other drugs known to prolong the QTC interval, because the action of adrenergic agonists on the cardiovascular system may be potentiated by these agents. Drugs that are known to prolong the QTC interval may have an increased risk of ventricular arrhythmias. Beta-adrenergic receptor antagonists, beta-blockers, and our Captain-Neohaler may interfere with the effect of each other when administered concurrently. Beta-blockers not only block the therapeutic effects of beta-agonists, but may produce severe bronchospasm in COPD patients. Therefore, patients with COPD should not normally be treated with beta-blockers. However, under certain circumstances, example as prophylaxis after myocardial infarction, there may be no acceptable alternatives to the use of beta blockers in patients with COPD. Gleevec imatinib mesylate tablets are indicated for newly diagnosed adult and pediatric patients with Philadelphia chromosome positive chronic myeloid leukemia in the chronic phase. Patients with pH plus CML in blast crisis, BC, accelerated phase, AP, or in the chronic phase, CP, after failure of interferon alpha therapy.